I said, when this show stops being fun, I will retire 10 years later. But you can't help but think about the passage of time. It happens to all of us. It's the way of life.
Thank you, David Letterman. It's our family meeting on retirement today on The Brian Lehrer Show. And now we'll take your calls on your desire to retire. This obviously is for people who are not yet retired, but have begun to experience anything from craving to dread when you think about leaving the paid workforce. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. How would you rank yourself on your desire to retire? 212-433-9692. You know, this is the spectrum of can't wait to retire, get me out of here, I'm just waiting till I can afford it, to please don't kick me out, I want to die with my boots on, I get paid, but I also do this because I want to. 212-433-9692. From either extreme or anywhere in between, where are you on the spectrum of your desire to retire? 212-433-9692. Here's one story from our Facebook page in response to the question. Carolita writes, my parents both got strong-armed into taking pension buyouts. That's what they got for their loyalty. I always wondered why they trusted their employers to come through for them. And then they didn't even really know what to do with themselves once retired. I never bought into it, she writes, and decided I'd rather work forever doing anything at all than retire. I can't retire anyway. Too much debt, too much to do. I took the first decade or so of adulthood off to travel and live abroad, working odd jobs to survive. So I'm ready for work. Retirement, not my thing. I'd rather die with my boots on. From Carolita on our Facebook page. How about you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Where are you on the spectrum of your desire to retire? We'll take your calls right after this. It's The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. It's our family meeting on retirement today. And now, where are you on the spectrum of your desire to retire? You know, we heard earlier about the baby boom, working more for personal fulfillment than previous generations. Of course, that might describe a relatively small percentage of boomers who have relatively privileged jobs. But regardless of what kind of job you have, call us on this because I'm curious. What makes people want to keep working rather than want to stop when you can afford to? 212-433-9692. Or are you just, I have friends who are, you know, they're just straight up about this. I hate my job at this point, they'll say. And I just don't have the money to retire yet, but I'm saving. And when I can go, I'm going to go. And then there are people more like that listener whose comment I read before the news who wants to die with her boots on. So where are you on the spectrum of desire to retire? 212-433-9692. Joe in College Point, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good, good. Yeah, I can't wait to retire. It's a item of contention with my wife. I'm ready to move, you know, South America somewhere. She's actually from Ecuador, number one retirement place right now for a lot of Americans, and I'm ready to go, and she's not.
That's actually a separate segment we're going to be doing later in this family meeting on retirement, is retiring abroad. I was in Ecuador last year, and while I was there, it just so happened I got pitched because somebody knew I was an American. This particular area around Quito, where a lot of Americans retire, a lot of English is spoken, so they're marketing that in Ecuador. Why doesn't your wife want to?
I don't know. I guess because she's from there, and I guess she doesn't want to go back. I don't know exactly. You know, that's the vibe I get. I mean, her mother's elderly. She lives in Cuenca, one of the third largest city there, probably the number one retirement place right now. So I don't know. There's a lot of nice places, you know, up in Quito, over by, I guess, Cotocachi, and I forget the town. There's a few towns.
What's your fantasy of your lifestyle once you retire, and why would it be better than what you're living now?
my fantasy is have no worries, have, basically enjoy small town life, you know, and live as little money as possible and not necessarily, you know, have to rely on a lot of money.
That's my fantasy. What are you going to do all day?
Oh, there's a lot of things you can do all day. You could plenty of stuff. There's a lot of outdoor activities to be enjoyed.
Joe, thank you very much, and good luck getting there as quick as you want to. Arlene in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Arlene. Arlene, you there? Hi.
Yeah, hi, Brian. My story is I never intend to retire. I have my own business in Brooklyn. I sell major appliances, and I am past 78 years old. I've been doing this for 41 years. And I frankly enjoy the interaction with my customers and enjoy speaking to people from different walks of life, different interests, different intellects. And I just won't retire. I'm not all work and all no play because I take many vacations during the year. But I don't plan on retiring at all unless I'm forced to by old age, illness, or death.
So for people who might think, gosh, the owner of an appliance store, that's not the kind of job I would think that they would want to hold on to. You know, like we heard that David Letterman clip. Well, if you're David Letterman and you have that show, then you don't want to retire until they kick you out, or as he put it, after the job stops being fun 10 years after that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've heard that.
But people might think, oh, well, an appliance store owner, once you have enough money, you know, she's going to want to get out of that. Why not?
No, I don't. As I said, I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm good at what I'm doing. And I've known customers who are on their third generation, and their parents shopped here and their grandparents shopped here. And
so you get
I
a sense of
enjoy it.
You get a sense of community and you get people contact at
Absolutely.
Your job.
We're well known in the Bay Ridge community. We're a very small, even mom and pop, or even under that, if there is any such thing. But
you can say the name.
I enjoy what I do.
You can say the name of your store if you want.
Pardon me?
You can say the name of your store if you want.
Oh, Joe's Appliances on Fifth Avenue in Bay Ridge for 41 years.
And I hope you get to.
Thank you for the plug.
And thank you. And I hope you get to do it for another 41 years since you want to. Arlene, thank you. And Belle in Babylon, you're on WNYC. Hi, Belle.
Good morning, Brian.
So where are you on the spectrum of desire to retire?
My papers are in, and my last day of work will be August 22nd.
What do you do?
I'm a librarian, and I love my job, and I love being with people, but I'm just hit 66, and there are a lot of other things I want to do with my life. And with my pension and everything else, I'm not going to be losing any money, so.
What do you want to do?
I want to fix up my house that was smacked by Sandy, put it on the market, and go to Florida.
Oh, boy. Now, why Florida? That anticipates our next call-in, which is going to be about the geography of retirement. Why Florida rather than staying on Long Island?
Winter. I do not like winter, and after last year, I'm a beach girl. And I want to have as much time in the sun and on the water as I possibly can.
Are you happy today when it's supposed to go to like 94?
It might be a tad warmer than I'd like, but this weather invigorates me.
Now, you said that with your pension, you're barely going to take a hit. Your pension will almost equal what your salary is by this many years?
Pension, Social Security, and other sources.
When you add it all together. Bill, thank you very much, and good luck. I hope you get everything you want. Richard in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
Hello. So I'm 35 years old. I started my own company about 6 years ago after doing very, very well on the financial spectrum of finance in New York. I took a big tumble. I was doing on my way to saving well for retirement. Put all that money into the business. And now 5 years later, kind of following my dreams and have invented a few things, I look at retirement as it seems a little bit of like a joke where it's, you know, we're going to live longer. Medicine's going to only get better and better. And how do I plan now for an infinite amount of time that is in my future? And not to mention, maybe, every decade or so, people kind of change the way they feel about lives and how long they're going to want to work. And if you can continue to be in something that you enjoy, it just seems it seems kind of silly to know exactly how you'll feel in 30, 40, 50, 60 years.
Right. And so what are you doing at 35 to maximize your options down the road, if there's anything you feel you can do?
I'm still at the point with the business where I'm investing every extra dollar I can into developing, its strengths and its foundations. So right now it's about the present. I would love to think about the future at some point, but I feel like, I have to live for today. I got two little kids, and I got to make sure my foundation is strong for now and not necessarily, for 40 years from now.
Richard, thank you very much for your call. Good luck out there. And later on in the program, we will do a personal finance expert retirement reality check for people of all ages, including the question, for example, should I pay down my student debt if I have a little extra money, or should I buy an IRA? So maybe that's one that Richard might be interested in. But let's see. How about Diane in Flushing? Diane, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Brian.
Where are you on the desire to retire spectrum?
Not at all looking to retire. I'm approaching 60 years old, and a lot of my friends are preoccupied, I believe, with the retirement issue. If my husband's listening, he'll probably argue with me about this, but that's okay. I think it's become the new status symbol. And I notice that when I encounter friends and neighbors who are retired, they almost brag about retiring. Now, I made the decision in life. I've owned my own business for a number of years. I'm a florist, and I also have another job, a part-time job. I work as a barista in a very big coffee shop, and I happen to love both my jobs, and I've always been a very good juggler. So a lot of the things that people talk about wanting to do when they retire, pursue interest or volunteer their time someplace, I've been really lucky as a juggler that I've even managed to incorporate those things into my life. And when I meet the retirees who, I believe have a little bit of a bragging tone, I don't turn to them and say, well, you know what? You had some kind of a job that probably wasn't all that stimulating, and that's probably why you can't wait to get out of there and you can't wait to retire. And, I put a certain amount of time and effort into what I've done. Owning a small business hasn't always been easy, but right now that's my reward, that if I want to continue to work and work less hours and turn around and, maybe not do something that doesn't fit into my leisure time, now I have that luxury.
Sounds like you and Arlene, who owns Joe's Appliances in Brooklyn, have a lot in common. What's the name of your florist, if you want to shout it out?
Oh, I'd love to. McKenna's Florist, Glendale, New York.
Thanks, Diane. Good luck.
Thank you, Brian. And when you get around to retiring,
yeah,
think about it seriously.
don't leap before you look, is what you're saying,
right?
All right, thank you very much.
You
know, we've got at least two marital conflicts here on the board that we've heard so far over whether to retire. Manuel in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Manuel.
How are you today, sir?
Good. Self-employed too, huh?
Self-employed. I was a physician until 2007. Medicine became very difficult, and I'm an Ohio State grad, 1959. So I thought I had put in my time, but I went out and took a course in personal training, which fits me very well because I'm also a master swimmer. I've been competing in the master's program since 1978. So I go out and take care of, mostly I have ladies that I take care of. I have an 86-year-old Wonder Woman who does very well, and I love my job. And I still swim, and I still compete. And we're moving out of Westchester. My wife is retiring from working for Calvary Hospital for many years, and we're going to Sarasota, Florida. I will continue my job down there. I will continue to teach people exercises, and I can do a little bit of work with older people who need somebody to take them to the doctor or take them to the airport. That I can't stand still. And I also now, after an article that I read in the New York Times from Jane Brody, who I admire tremendously, I am going to start teaching people who know how to swim, older people who know how to swim better, to give them a longer procedure as far as being able to save themselves if they fall into a lake or into the ocean or something like that.
I guess it takes 81?
81 and a half, yes, sir.
Wow. Sounds like you're doing amazing. And I guess we're hearing the spectrum of people who want to stop and sit on the beach to people like you. You say you can't stand still, you can't sit still. And I guess we're hearing from you and some of the other callers, certainly the two store owners, a model of retirement, of retirement that's not all or nothing. That's you continue to do your profession, but as you age and if you have the means, you just do it less and you take more leisure sprinkled in.
Well, we did sell the house in 2008, and we sold the house very well. It was overlooking the Hudson River in Scarborough, New York, and that's our funds that we have now for our retirement. And we bought a little villa in Sarasota in a gated community where some friends of ours live. And, you know, we are going to pay half of what we pay now for rent here in Millville, New York.
There you go.
And the state of New York has no taxes.
Give you more choices. Manuel, thank you very much. Good luck in Sarasota, and thanks for all of your calls on your desire to retire.